This week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I have the lovely Her Wise Fool. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am very well, very well. It's early. I have coffee. I've just had breakfast, so I'm good. I'm buzzing. I'm ready to go.
Wow. I'm ready.
thank you for getting in my ears this week. I'm really excited to have a chat. For people who don't know you, what do you do? How do you contribute? Just can you give us a little bit of a overview?
Yeah, for sure. So my name, I go by Wise, but on Reddit, my user is Her Wise Fool, and I'm a voice, I guess. It's so weird to say it right now, but I'm a voice actress, like very amateur. And so I post on Gone Wild Audio, and I've been on that since October this year.
And how's that going for you? You're enjoying this space?
Yeah, I was a little bit like apprehensive before going into it. Like as a listener, it was really fun. But then I think as you listen, you kind of just like, I can do that. That sounds fun. That sounds cool. And then getting started, it was like very daunting because I got a lot of weird DMs, like just from my verification audio. And I was like, oh my God, what am I getting myself into?
Did you just weren't anticipating anything like that?
Yeah, I really wasn't. And I just like it felt really difficult to kind of navigate because I didn't have any friends in the space. And then I just like happened upon this collab between like a male VA and a female VA. And so I reached out to the female VA and her name, like I got her consent to like shout her out. But her name's like Midnight Radio and she's such a badass. I like messaged her and I was like, look, girl, like it's my first time in this space. I feel really awkward.
I need some
And she
backup.
just, yeah, I need backup. And she was so awesome, so welcoming. And she kind of showed me the ropes and we're still like really good friends now.
Oh, that's really great. Did
Yeah,
because
like the
yeah, it can be really isolating, right? When you first sort of get into the space.
Oh yeah, for sure. 'Cause it's, it's kind of like just a wild circus. Like you don't know who to trust.
True, true.
And then on top of it, there's like all these rules with the different subreddits. And so you're like, I really don't want to make anyone mad. You're being like crazy vulnerable on this space.
Even though there is that anonymity, it's like I'm just some random username, but still, it's it's you out there doing what you do. And
Yeah, exactly. And there's
I
always
get
like the fear of like, are you gonna recognize my voice? Like, am I gonna slip up and like say something? And
give out my address.
Whoops.
My bad. I totally get it. I've said this a few times. I didn't anticipate the community aspect amongst creators. I'm forever grateful for it now, and I kind of I don't know. I think those of us who've been doing this for a little while, I think it's easy to forget, how daunting and how overwhelming it can be for somebody new, getting, and like you say, just even the rules with the subreddits. I swear to God, I am really unsure how I have not been banned from one of them, because I just kept posting and posting and getting modded and modded and modded. It's like third time. I was like, what am I doing wrong? Then made up a spreadsheet of, okay, right, this one allows this, this, and this, and this one you can't do that on, and this one
Oh, that's a
just
good idea.
as a bit of a cheat sheet, just because, okay, I've kind of got it down now. But so in the beginning, were you only posting on GWA?
I'm only posting on GWA right now. I think I'm doing that just because I'm lazy and that I don't want to learn other rules.
I'll flick in my cheat sheet.
Yeah, send
Break it
it to
down.
me, maybe. And then, but I think I have posted to GWA Sapphic, like the F4F or TF subreddit.
Love those. Love that space.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Super supportive. How did you find erotic audio? Like, how did you come to know about it? This is only very new for me. It's only the past couple of years that I discovered it. So,
oh yeah,
how
same
about
here.
you? Yeah, okay.
We're in the same boat.
Right.
So like I remember I kind of got exposed to erotic audio like in Tumblr days, which I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of people have the same trajectory. But then I kind of just forgot about it, and I kind of got really into like feminist kind of porn, like porn made by women for women.
Love
so
it.
Like,
Erica Lust.
Yes, I was just about to say.
Oh my god. Yes.
So such yeah, I really yeah. liked, I was like, I want to like consume porn that's like I'm gonna like, and that I know it's not like some person being like, yeah, you're gonna like big boobs in your face and this and this and then you're done.
Yeah. No, I need the cerebral, I need that sapiosexual side of things. I need a narrative, people. I need some storyline.
Yeah,
I need some character development.
I love the character development. Yes.
That's why we watch it for you late, right? Yes.
Yes. Okay. So then like I got introduced to Dipsy.
Yeah.
And then kind of just from there, like I think there was like a blog post about erotic audio and GWA came up.
Okay.
And then, I found out about it within the past year.
Okay. And how long was it before you thought, you know what, I can do this. I can do this.
I think it was actually like a year.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
And was it a creative outlet, or you're sort of wanting to give back to the community, or a sexual outlet? Yeah. What sort of motivates you to create content and post it?
Oh, it's a big question.
Yeah, it is. I know it's a lot, right? Mm.
Yeah. I think it's honestly a mix of all the things.
Yeah.
Like I've always been a really creative person.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun, like creating an immersive experience. And like, I was talking with some friends, some other VAs, and we're like, what's your favorite part about recording?
Yeah.
And I was like, literally like finding the sound of a doorknob opening. And, like,
the right doorknob,
like the sound of someone opening a car door. Like, I really like putting in those like little bits, and then also acting. Like I have a lot of fun like acting with my voice.
Yeah.
And then I guess like it's a nice added bonus is like, yeah, I made you come, or I made you feel good, or
go me,
stuff like that. Yeah, go me. High five me. Yeah, virtual high five.
Yeah, wash your hands first. So you say you're a creative person. Was there performance in your background at all, like prior to doing this?
Yeah. So I did drama a lot in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think like near the end, I started developing like crazy anxiety about like being in public.
Sure.
And so that's when I was like, okay, I don't think this is for me.
Right.
But then I think I realized that I really liked performing when I was in control.
Yeah.
And so for me, like that's audio, like I can control the pace, I can control what it sounds like. And if I don't like it, I don't have to put it out. Like I will just let it sit and die.
Delete. Totally. I'm kind of similar in that I had a performing arts background, but I just didn't like the performing part of it. So
yeah,
I like the arts part of it, which I don't know, it's kind
daunting.
Of ironic. Yeah. But I didn't want people watching me. And that's, I think this is something like The Voice appeals to me, but I never want the chairs to turn around.
Exactly.
Just listen to my voice. That I love that aspect about it too. I'm going to do I'm starting to do live recordings for some folks, and I'm actually quite nervous about it and anxious about it. Just like they can't see me, but they can hear me live. I was like, what if I mess
up?
So
like, what is that? What goes into that?
It'll be like what we're doing today via Zoom or something, but they just get to listen in to me record something live. Probably going to be a script fill of some description, but even that's got me a little I'm performing and it's out of my control because other people are listening and they're on it, and I was like, okay, all right, no, be cool, he can do this. So it's kind of a, I don't know, a bit of an intermediary step, I think. Like I've done it before with collabs, which has been huge fun, but I wasn't alone. So I was like,
yeah, the pressure, you know, the lights on you.
Yeah. Those headphones are plugged in. So with how was that when you initially posted? Were you nervous or were you anxious about posting that very first audio?
So I think like my first audio, it was so funny. I love it so much. It's about this like girl that's dressed as like a sexy ghost at a party.
I'm having a look now at the slutty ghost costume. Oh my God.
Yeah, that looks great. Yeah, that's it. And so like there's this amazing line. And I think that's how Midnight and I knew that we were gonna be like great friends. Mm-hmm. It's like she says like ectoplasm pussy. And it was like I was like, oh my God, like scripts need to be like not serious, like
every now and then. Yeah.
And I just like I had so much fun making it because I like put in different music and like it also like I didn't really like have sex in the audio, like it was just like oral. Okay. So it was like not too daunting for me.
Okay. Kind of eased into it.
Yeah, eased into the sex.
Yeah.
But I wasn't too nervous for that one. I think if you listen to my verification, you can actually hear my voice crack of how nervous I am. Uh-huh. But just from there, I've gotten more confident and like comfortable and knowing like what I want.
Yeah. And what you're comfortable with sharing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I find some VAs that I talk to not really comfortable with doing ramble faps because it's so it's personal and it's incredibly intimate and you're very exposed because it is you can't fake that stuff. Well, maybe some do, I don't know. but you can't script it, you know. Well, again, maybe some do, I don't know. And if they do, they're very good actors. But finding your level of comfort with how much and what type of content you're prepared to share, even though it is anonymous, it's still still a bit of a journey, right? It's still a bit of a process to get there.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's the kind of balancing act you have to do with what's like I'm putting like air quotations right now, but like what's hot on GWA, what the viewers want and what you want, because it's going to be really different. Like I have like hard limits and stuff, and if I'm being really pushed to do one script or kind of thing, and my inner self is feeling really like iffy about it, like I have to take a step back and be like, okay, why am I feeling iffy about this? Why am I feeling like I need to do this, Phil, just because, you know, there's like this urgency.
Who's that from? Who is that from? Listeners suggesting or?
It's like from, I'm actually like, I'm glad because now I don't get any DMs of of people kind of pushing, and I don't know if it's because I was like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, back up.
But sometimes it's like listeners a lot of the time,
and so requesting specific scenes or scenarios or genres or topics.
A lot of age play, like they and I was kind of like, nah man, you're like in the wrong place.
I'm not gonna happen.
So it's just kind of dealing with that. And then it's also kind of like I've talked about this with other friends too, but seeing the kind of audios that kind of skyrocket, and just being like, I want to skyrocket, but I'm not really there into that stuff. Yeah.
So the whole, so there is I know just ultimately for all of us, there's a sense of satisfaction, validation, gratitude as well, but that comes from the support and the comments and, you know, the skyrocketing aspect of this. So that is part of your motivation for sort of being or choosing the scripts and the content that you record and post.
I don't think I wouldn't say it's like my motivation.
Okay.
I would say like I'm motivated by like bringing something to life.
Yeah, okay.
But like obviously the the like skyrocketing and the upvotes are so like validating.
Yeah.
And it's probably the thing that like brings me back at the end of the day. So I don't know if that's motivating or if it just like, it's like a nice reward or like something
like that. It's dopamine. It's
that's what it is.
Essentially.
Brain chemicals.
It's all the chemicals. I totally get that. And there's the flip side to that, that we're all, you know, most of us are aware of, just like, you know, that can really get you down as well. If you let it, or if you choose to sort of focus on that. I'm similar. I don't do any sort of monster or fantasy or mythical, magical stuff. I've kind of got my groove with what I do. But yeah, every now and then I think, maybe I should explore something like that. I think I might have done a vampire one during Halloween, just to sort of test the waters there. But yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things, isn't it? What you're ultimately comfortable with? Because if you're not feeling it, then I'm sure that comes through, right? I don't know.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Maybe some incredible actors can pull it off. Is there part of you, like in the scripts that you choose? Oh, actually, firstly, are you primarily scripts or improv or a bit of a balance of both?
So far, like I think I've done one ramble fap and I felt fine about that. Mm-hmm. It's just like it takes like a lot of time for me.
Yeah.
But so far I've been doing script fills.
Yeah.
Just because I think there's so many talented and hilarious and super awesome writers in the space that like
absolutely
if I like filled it with my shitty scripts or like my shitty improvs, I'd be like doing them like not justice. And so there's just like there's so many good ones that I just want to bring it to life, and that's what I love about the space. It's so collaborative. Like it depends on connecting with editors and actors and script writers and stuff.
Absolutely. I love the collaborative part of it. I don't do a lot of editing. I'm getting there. I'm working on it. But you mentioned that you edit. Was editing new to you when you first started recording?
I've edited like films. Not films.
It's like, whoa, what are you professional at?
Humble brag.
Not really? Like
little short like videos with my friends and stuff. And I ran this. Like I tried to do a podcast with my friend and it didn't pan out. So I have experience in there.
Okay.
But I've never done like experience with like sound effects and voice acting. So that was a bit of a learning curve for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. I'm kind of finding the editing side for new performers or new VAs is kind of, it's what comes with. I just flat out said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. One, because I'm lazy, and two, because I was just completely overwhelmed at the thought of like, my brain's full. I've got no bandwidth to learn a whole new skill. But, you know, slowly baby steps. Well, that's great that you've come with that skill already or some experience with that. And are you finding that's developing now and you're becoming a little bit more fine-tuned the more you create?
I don't know, because I still don't understand a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
And again, I'm too fucking lazy to like be like, okay, I'm gonna read this very long article on WikiHow on like how to do this.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've kind of plateaued and how good I'm going to get with my editing. So I think I'm happy with that.
You're kind of happy with where you're at right now. It's sufficient.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be cool to kind of do like when you kind of talk around the mic, I don't know what it's called.
When you pan around the mic?
Do you mean like it's like
binaural? Yeah. So that's, going to depend a little bit on your mic, or actually a lot on your mic. But yeah, it's easy to, well, I say it's easy. Just like, oh my God, it's so easy. It's not. I don't have a binaural mic. So editing that to seem like I do. Yeah, I get it. I'm on the, I do a lot of tutorials on YouTube, or just go and ask friends. I was like, hey, I need some help. Yeah. Just like, how do I do this? Because more often than not, I was actually talking with an editor the other day, and I was saying to them, you know, I could spend 3 hours of my life on page 8 of Google search reading yet another article, or I could post a question in a forum, like in a VA forum, you know, on a creator server, and just go, hey, and I'm sure I'd get exactly what I need for that. And what I'm finding, I'm not sure if you are too, but people are happy to sort of pool their knowledge and resources and experience, and happy to help, happy to go, yeah,
oh, for
do
sure.
this. Yeah. That's I find that really encouraging.
Yeah. Like I think actually before I was even thinking of going on GWA, I went to GWA Backstage and just read all their resources, because they were just like, this is the stuff you got to watch out for to stay safe and like anonymous. They even have some great tutorials on like sound effects.
Yeah.
Even getting like my friends to kind of beta listen to stuff is so helpful, because like after you listen to an audio like several times, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I got a bit like that yesterday, actually. I edited something for Behind a Paywall. It's like, you know what? So there might be like 3 lots of, I don't know, rain, and when I should have deleted that rain, and like walking in socks. Okay. Oh, look, if there's more walking, it doesn't matter.
I just want this done.
Yeah. But that's when you need that second set of ears, at least, just go, exactly. Hey, will you just listen to this from start to finish? Because if I have to one more time,
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. It's like, I've had enough of me in my ears. I totally get it. Has your personal sort of preferences of what you choose to listen to, has that changed or been influenced by, you know, your experience being a creator now?
I've never thought of that.
Well, I started listening to things that I, first of all, things I never knew about. Then I thought, I'm kind of digging that. You know, I was like, I might just tappy tappy stuff. I might record some of that. You know, yeah. Has that sort of happened, or are you exploring new areas within erotic audio and non-erotic?
I would definitely say, like, the nice thing about erotic audio is that it's such a easy and fun way to explore your sexuality and your preferences. I don't know if my preferences have changed in what I want to listen to, but my understanding of sex and pleasure has really switched. It's like, sex doesn't have to be, you know, this very specific, like intense, passionate, intimate, like monogamous thing. Like, it can be, it's all about pleasure. It's all about fun.
Very much so. Yeah.
And so now that I've kind of like approached that, I don't have a lot of stigma towards like, you know, certain like kinks or anything like that. I see the like value of being open and like trying new stuff.
Absolutely.
So I would say like, that's the main thing for me. And also just to like feel, it's so much fun feeling sexy and like silly.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, that whole sort of fun aspect or the silliness of it, because we do, I don't know whether we're sort of, there's that social constraint, just like, yes, get it done and take care of business and, you know, I don't know, get a little feral and get a little wild and it's like, okay,
just growl.
Bam, yeah, thank you, ma'am, and next. But the playful side and the playful aspect of pleasure and interacting is something that's kind of new for me. I'm here for it. I really do enjoy it. But yeah, you're right, you do learn different perspectives and different approaches, but it hasn't, you know, made a huge sort of impact or, you know, influenced your own personal, I don't want to say pursuits, because that's super personal, but like what you would normally veer towards.
I think I'm more adventurous. Like, I bought like I got like candles. I sound like such a lame mom. Like, I bought candles, guys. I'm ready to do candle
I'm
play.
I'm living on the edge. Let's get some Lux play going on. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Yeah. So I like, there's things like that. And I'll be like completely honest. Like, I'm a very vanilla person in bed. Yeah. Like, I love vanilla sex. Like, why do I have to do like a backflip off of like a bouncy ball and like land on a dick and then like sing the national anthem? Like, it's like
she stuck the landing, literally. Yeah.
So I'm kind of just like, you know what? I enjoy vanilla sex, but if I can like do a fun performance and, you know, be a little like exhibitionist or whatever. That's what turns me on. But I'm not gonna like bring this into my real life being like, yo, let's pull out glass dildos and plants and I don't know, maybe some weed. I'm just trying to come up with random stuff.
I get it. Just what it doesn't necessarily translate to in the bedroom, I guess,
because I think the thing I think is like, why is this kind of like persona of me? It's not actually me. So I kind of like to keep those buddies separate.
That's interesting. I like that, I think, in a way, because that's also a little bit of self-preservation, isn't it? And maintains that boundary with there's you in real life and there's Wise. And I kind of liken it to, dare I say, Beyonce and Sasha Fierce, you know, just that.
Oh, my gosh.
She'll get a freak on. But, yeah, I don't know. Just, yeah, I get it. I get it because I think to see us in real life, sort of, I love this sort of, even sort of my persona on here, this whole wicked fairy thing. I was like, oh my God, if you could see me on a day-to-day basis, you would keep on walking. Yeah, such a badass. No, not really. When I'm hanging out, laundry. No. And it's, I guess that's the fantasy of the space, is that we come here to escape and connect in a different way. And it's that mind fuckery, I think, is just the sapiosexual side of things in this space that really, and I guess that's why we're all here, right? Because it's an auditory space. It's not thrust in your face with a visual, from a visual aspect, right?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. And I, that's what I like about Scriptfuls too, is because like I can be so many different characters. Like, I just put out this like cowboy, like spaghetti Western kind of one.
Love it.
And then there was like a presidential one and like,
saw that, loved it very
it's
much.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. And there you go. It's that fun. And I think also with the shit ton of shit posts that have happened.
Oh my God.
Over the past month.
So good.
That's so good. So much fun. And yeah, I think that, you know, we all, I think that there's a consensus that they have their place within this form of audio porn.
100%. Like, yeah. BSA and B doing the like a horny self-checkout.
Yeah. Just like, oh, so my God. Oh my God. The eco tote. I'm really, this seems to be quite a lot of that sort of content going around at the moment. The other thing that's going around a lot at the moment is that is the whole collaborative approach to audio, is more than one voice, and people listeners literally getting bang for their buck in terms of, you know, the number of creators collaborating within one audio, or a, you know, choose your own adventure type audio. So this is relatively new for you?
Yeah, like the mega, like the gigantic collabs for sure. But I remember like my first collab, I think it was my second audio, was actually a collab with Midnight. And it was so chill. Like, I had so much fun. We kind of just like, before even recording, we just like had a drink, like a virtual drink together. Got to know each other. And then kind of like reading through the script, she provided like a lot of like great feedback because she wanted to change the script because she wanted to make sure it was really inclusive.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes scripts will be like, oh, you look so flushed. Yes. When it's like racialized
not
individuals.
Not everybody looks flushed. Yeah.
They're not going to get flushed.
Yeah.
And so I didn't catch that. And so when she kind of flagged that to me, I was like, oh my God, like, thank you. Holy shit. Like, that's so important. So my first collab experience with her was awesome. And it did
that's fantastic.
Pretty good. And now that I'm like in the space that you've created, I'm so hella excited.
Yeah. I'm loving, so Wise and I are part of a creator community that is focused purely on collaborations, just to help sort of facilitate them and to network with other creators, script writers and editors. And yeah, it seems to be sort of evolving but it seems to run itself almost at the moment, once projects are up and running. And I love it. I love that we can also lean on each other in terms of, you know, our experience and needing support in whatever, you know, sort of capacity to create content. Yeah, I'm really enjoying kind of sitting back and watching that happen. So, and I hope there's more of it because it's bringing a community together. And I know there are other creator communities out there that meet on other servers and that sort of thing, but this one really is a workspace. You know, we get some funny buggers and some shenanigans
there's always going to be funny buggers.
Gotta love them. It's a pleasant surprise each morning when I wake up, being in a very different time zone, just like, what the hell's gone down on the server overnight? I always get a bit of a giggle. But yeah, that particular space is great, and it introduces you to new people, right? That you may have seen, or I know some people have come on and just went, "I want to ask, but I'm too scared." I was like, "Just we're all people. We're all, you know, we're all the same. We're all just people behind a mic or a Mac or a, you know, writing a script or, you know, with headphones on. We're all here." But I can kind of understand that as a new creator coming in. So with regards to the content that you do make, you mentioned that you post some on the GWA Sapphic. So do you, with your female for female content, do you have a preference over them, or it's just whatever the script is that appeals to you regardless of what the intended audience is?
Well, I veer more towards F4M, but what I really, really like about F4F is like, it's so much more like genuine and sweet and focused on the pleasure of both the listener and the performer. Yeah. So I really, really like F4F audios and scripts.
It's would just, you say it's more emotional or more cerebral in a way, or more sapient sexual, that term? I've done a handful. Yeah, I haven't thought too much about it. So, yeah, I was keen to know what your sort of take on it was. And, yeah, is it something that, you know, you'll continue to do, or is it really just dependent on the script that comes up? And that's another thing. How do you choose your scripts? What influences you, or, like, is it a mood, or is it a, you know, a time of day, or just like, yeah, I've got the energy
in
today.
The mornings. Yeah. I only pick Dom scripts, and then in the nighttime, only subby scripts.
We know where it's at.
No, I think in terms of like the scripts I pick, I want to be as like diverse as possible in who like my voice can take on.
Mm-hmm.
And if the script has like a lot of really fun sound effects, like that's why I really want to do the like Wild West one.
That's, I can't wait to listen. Yeah. Okay.
It's very, I don't know. I try to do a Southern accent. I don't think it comes out well.
All right. But, okay. No hate from any of you Southern folk who are legitimately, we were talking about this on the server the other day, weren't we? Just like, oh, I'm going to do Gone with the Wild. Listen to me, GWA. I've gone with the wind. I'm going to do it in Australian accent. just this shit post. But then I kind of, is that sacrilegious? Is that, Is that
That's what I was wondering, and then I had to ask.
Because you know, don't want to offend. Okay,
of course.
So it just depends on what grabs you at the time.
Yeah, the characters are fun. The scenario, like, it's really just about it. Does it make me laugh? Does it make me feel special?
Yeah.
Is it like cool?
Yeah.
And like charming. Like, I love the idea of charming the listener.
Yeah.
And just like being super like engaging with them and making them feel good and like making them laugh.
Yeah.
Because that's like what I hope with like any relationship in my life is like, I want to charm the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be a big stretch for you in general. I don't know. In the brief amount of time that we've spent together. Yeah. I really kind of dig your vibe. I'll stop. Okay. The love
you're making me blush.
Wise and I have done a collab, which is will be posted before this comes out. And that was my sort of first introduction to you and your amazing voice. So I was like, okay, be cool, wicked, be cool.
Oh my God, that collab, like, I think it was 1 a.m. my time. And I was hanging out with a friend. And I was like, and my friend knew what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey man, like, no, they weren't.
Listen, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, these like really big VAs are going to want to collab with me. So I'm going to go do that. And they're like, okay, cool.
Okay.
And I was so, so nervous.
I think if I can, first of all, I would hate that anybody would be nervous around me, but I get it. I think to an extent, if somebody's been here, you know, for a long period of time and done a lot of this sort of stuff, and I'd be a little, am I doing it right? So I can kind of understand it to an extent. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
But both of you were so like, Shai was so like hilarious. You're so friendly and like, you know, when you kind of like see someone that like you see the switch in their voice, they're like talking and they're like, okay, it's go time. And they like get into the character. Like that was you for me. And I was like, oh my God, Wicked, are you still there? like, what happened?
Wicked has left the wardrobe. No, I get, and I love, I've done this a few times now with folks who haven't done a live record for a collab, and it's just like, I know, how good is it, right? How good is it?
It immediately makes a big difference.
Yeah, very, very much so. And I've done some live recordings with listeners listening in whilst I've done that collaborative recording, and it's like, and on the odd occasion the script writer or the editor has been there and their mic hasn't been muted, so they'll offer, you know, a little bit of encouragement during the recording, and I'm like, oh, which just pushes me even further. It's like, oh, I'm gonna take it up a level now. It's getting a little hot in here. But yeah, even that just pushed, I know all the three of us who were doing it at that time, it pushed us to really deliver on those couple of scripts that we did. So yeah, it's a whole different type of immersion, right?
Yeah. And I think like I think in a previous like Get In My Ears episode, you were talking about how you really feed off of other people's energies and stuff, and that's what I really like about the live recordings, because you can like improv with your partner.
Yeah.
And but if you're just sending in like something,
here's my lines, like
here are my lines, here's me trying to improv with myself. it's kind of awkward. Different.
Yeah. And I often wonder when the editor I spoke to recently, Asterion, edited my first few collabs, and that was literally record your lines, send them in, and one of them was four of us, and was an hour long. I just thought, good God.
What the heck?
It took him an age. Just like, how, but also how do you interpret tone, you know, of your delivery and those little nuanced responses, the moan or the gasp here, or the like, you're right, you know, just like, all those sort of little background, just like, oh my God, look at her, sort of thing that, you just, isn't an option with recording in a different way. But yeah, the live record, it's good.
It's a game changer.
If you can do it, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like when in an audio, there's like, you can see like the speed of the audio going. Yeah. And then when it starts ramping up, that's when you like start talking faster, you get more aggressive and all that. Yeah. And like, that doesn't come across when you're just sending lines to each other. Cause it's like, maybe my partner starts speeding up like way before I do.
Yeah.
And so that's what I liked about the live recording is like, we're all like, okay, we're all getting serious. Yeah, now. Like, just like, we're going to get into it.
it's business time. Yeah.
It's party time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was with your, with what you do, are people in your real life aware that what you create?
Yeah. So my two best friends know, and then my partner knows.
Yeah. And how's the response to that been? Are they kind of, yeah, go get it, girl? Or are they, okay, you do.
My two best friends, like, so we're all pretty creative, like folks. So they were just like really happy. And they were
they aware of erotic audio before?
I don't think so.
Cool.
But now I think that. they're like, I don't want to listen to it because I don't want to hear you. I was like, that's totally fair.
thank me very much. Yes. Do not listen to me. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
and then my partner, they were just like, you know what? Whatever makes you happy makes me happy.
Love it.
And so I'll like, I remember I would show them some of the stuff that I wanted to be doing and they would give me feedback. So, it's really funny cause they're a very conservative person and I'm a very liberal person. So, I was surprised that they were like super chill with it. So
that's great. And I can maybe forego their own, conservative approach to and really see the bigger picture is that it makes you happy.
Yeah, for sure.
Gives you a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. That's, I think, I know that's not the same for everybody. We all know that, whether you're a listener or a creator, that this space still has its, you know, I don't know, stigma, taboo, whatever about it. But I tell everybody. I had a doctor's appointment, a handful of them yesterday, just annual checkups, and they're like, okay, so what do you do? I went, well, and I had my
you told them?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell everybody.
Oh my god, I love that.
I had my Mac in there with me, and I was actually editing, so I had my headphones. Really, I was sitting there in my, you know, waiting in this sort of clinic I was in, and we're all in sort of plush bathrobes, and it's all a bit fancy actually. You'd think you walked into a day spa, but I was sitting there just listening to the moans in my headphones, and just like, okay, dial that back up here, de-amp that, you know. And I got called in to part of my checkup, and the doctor said,
"That's my dog."
Oh, hello. I'm here for the doggos. The doctor said, "So is it okay? You know, I'm sure there's nothing important on that, you know, or you know, untoward on that, on your laptop." And I went, "Well." It's just as long as nobody hit the play button, I can take the headphones out and hit the play button and walk away. Just like, you know.
Like, then, okay.
Yeah. So when I lay down and, you know, she did what she needed to do, and I said, so what do you do? She said, well, this is what I do. And she's like, what? It's like, I know, right? And she goes, that's fantastic. So.
Oh my God. I love how open you are about it. And you're just like bashing down those like taboo walls that shouldn't be there.
Well, I guess I feel fortunate in that, in the respect that my friends and family know to a certain extent, you know, what's sort of age appropriate for some of them. I've told my dad, I probably wouldn't tell my mom just cause you know, weird. But my dad's like, yeah, get it. You know, but yeah, I think I said in a previous chat, I told my accountant one day. We haven't had a face-to-face appointment for a little while. Nice. So that might be different. cause I thought I need to start declaring some income here. just like, where did all this come from? Well, so I told her, but I feel fortunate to be able to share it because I'm sure there are a lot of creators and who would like, because I get an immense amount of support for it. But one of my greatest, I feel like it's one of my greatest achievements was recently I caught up with a friend who I hadn't seen in a long time, and told her, just like, okay, I'm kind of doing it. She said, oh, send me a link. So I'm like, okay, that's not weird, but yeah, okay. I sent her my stuff, and I kid you not, two days later, she ordered a Nora, a Love Ents Nora, a vibrator.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm a fan, and I'm fairly open about that with some of my ramble fabs and some of my content that gets posted. But she's like, oh, girl, I bought one of those. I'm like, yes, yes.
Yeah, see, embrace that's what that. We need. Yeah, like sex it. Toy recommendations. Like, yeah. Don't be going to Amazon. Get like just, proper yeah. recommendations.
Yeah, yeah. Literal word of mouth. So just all the puns.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I'll see myself out. But yes, no, I recognize that it's not that common or not everybody is in that position. Well, I'm really glad that you've got that support, because I guess it would just encourage you to think, well, you know what? I don't have to hide this, and I don't mm-hmm. have to do it in secret. So with regards to, say, initially you were concerned about, you know, it was like, what if somebody recognizes me? Would that be an issue for real life at all, potentially?
I think I would feel like if someone came up to me, actually, oh my God, one time at work, I like answered the phone. I was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then the guy was like, you've got a really nice voice. And I was like, I literally stopped in my tracks and I was like, oh my God. So I think like it would just, I would prefer not to be like associated with it, but then if it yeah. happens, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
And I'll just deal with it. Because yeah. like I don't know, like I'm also in the thing, like I'll change in front of my window because I'm just like, you know, if someone sees me naked, whatever.
Yeah. Half their luck. Half their luck.
Yeah. You know, it was yeah. bound to happen at some point. So let it just happen now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is me. So I forgot where I was gonna go actually. See, this is why I'm so not professional, and this is not a professional podcast.
Oh my God.
I think with people knowing that there was a creator in the space who would quite actively kind of think they saw their sort of main demographic of listeners and would just kind of sidle over there and start yelling out to their kids, you know, just like, are they going to recognize me? Do they know my voice? And it's like, you conceited narcissistic asshole. You know, but he's yeah. like, nah, I'm pretty sure. And it's like, it, and I think, you know, exhibitionist much. I'm not shaming them at all. But yeah, I think if you were, I don't think that would be an issue here for me. I don't know. I have had a couple of listeners say, I live in this town and in Australia. It's like, you know, where are you? I'm like, I'm not telling you, because Australia's big, but yeah, you know, yeah. our towns are nothing like our city sizes and are nothing like what you have in the States. And granted, there, I would say that the US make up the largest cohort of creators, I would say. Would you agree?
I was surprised by that. I mean, like, I live in Canada.
Okay.
And I feel like I was totally fine kind of sharing that on here just because mm-hmm. I've had people listening and then they're like, you're Canadian, aren't you? And I was like, how'd you know?
Yeah.
And supposedly I have an accent. I didn't know I did.
Right.
But I was surprised. Like, I've never really had American friends before.
Really? Is there? Yeah. Is there? Okay. Is that a cultural thing?
I don't know. I like, we're literally neighbors.
Yeah.
But I've never really been really good friends with Americans. Not because like I don't get along with them, but like when yeah. I go traveling, a lot of time it's like me bumping into people from Europe or like
okay.
bumping into people also from Canada, but mm-hmm. not a lot of Americans.
Okay. Wow. That's kind yeah. of like an Australian saying, they don't have a lot of Kiwi friends, yet There's truckloads of them. Fun fact, I am one. Originally, I'm from New Zealand.
Oh,
But
nice.
yeah, the I know I don't sound it. I can't sound like I'm from New Zealand. But yeah, it's yeah, I guess different. I get what I've now remembered what I was going to ask you. So if people recognizing you, and at the beginning you mentioned that you'd had some, not appropriate or overzealous DMs. How did you manage that? Is what I wanted to ask you, because it's an ongoing issue for
Oh yeah.
primarily female VAs.
For sure. So I really like that Reddit had the option of just it was like a message request rather than them just like straight up in my inbox being like,
I am.
we are now connected.
Yeah.
So like a lot of the time I would kind of just ignore it, but it would just be in the back of my head and I was kind of like, this makes me feel weird, and it was
Yeah.
making me really question it. But then when I kind of like speaking to Midnight and other, female VAs and stuff, the reality is that your comfort should come above all else. Your comfort and safety
Yeah.
should be above all else. And
Absolutely.
the best route is to kind of just like block or and make it explicit of like, I don't want lewd DMs,
Yeah.
which
Yeah.
is like what I've done on my kind of like tagline, I guess what it's called.
Yep. As part of your profile, you've
Yeah.
because I was looking at that earlier. Yeah, just having that there from the get go. It's just like, no. Oh yeah, I see here, no spicy DMs. Back it up. Back
No
up with the
spicy
spicy DMs.
DMs. I
Yeah,
just want
yeah.
plain old mayo.
Yep. We're good with the mayo. Oh, hang on.
Yeah,
Now, oh,
just
my
give me
brain. My yeah, okay, my
the
brain's going weird. But yes,
mayo.
that sort of thing. It's hard. Have you had to block, or have you since posting that had any issues, or you've been pretty good?
I'm actually like I'm surprised because when I first started, it was like almost all the time I'd get these really like weird messages and requests for like
Yeah.
talking on the phone, and I was like, what?
Okay.
And
I'm sorry.
yeah,
What?
I don't want to. Like, one time, one person was like, oh, I want you to read the phone book to me, and I was like, oh, no, thank
I'm sorry,
you,
I'm not
I'm
open for
okay.
requests. And I think that's part of it though, right? It's just like the assumption that we are here for your
Yeah,
entertainment.
100%. Yeah, it's them feeling like having ownership or something like that when it's like, dude, I'm doing this for free. But since like being pretty firm of like, okay, I'm not gonna respond, I haven't gotten any since.
That's good. That's
Yeah,
really
it's
good.
nice.
Because it can be a problematic space, and I think how you respond to it, and also how you openly respond to it. Someone mentioned to me the other day that they'd
Oh yeah, for
seen
sure.
some fairly, overzealous comments on my audios, and they were, I don't want to blow smoke up my own ass, but they were just like, yeah, the way you handled that was I don't know, diplomatic yet direct. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not good with it. It creates anxiety in me, having to say to somebody, look, no, I'm not good with saying no. But I was, it was getting uncomfortable, and said, look, I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you listening, but I'm objectification, no. And it's an issue. It is an ongoing issue in this space, the people identifying the difference between the creator and the person, and the character and the person. And yeah, like you said, it's free audio porn. We are not beholden to anyone this other than ourselves in this space and what we contribute, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's also being mindful and, seeing a person kind of like jump into my DMs and be very like aggressive or
Aggressive,
whatever. I
yes.
kind of just have to be like, okay, there's a reason why you're like this, and
Yeah.
I'm just gonna take a step back and say like, all right, this is a you problem, not a me
Yeah.
problem. I'm
It's
gonna
a issue.
Yeah, like it's not, I'm not gonna take on the responsibility to like, educate you or like whatever. I'm gonna use my time for something else.
And that's the other thing, right? Responding, like, I, as much as we appreciate comments and everything, and I'm not sure if you're the same, but I try and reply to everybody. It's mm-hmm. very rare that I miss one, but I've got the time and the energy. But then when I get those really long DMs, like, I'm not your therapist. I'm really not. I perhaps go and have a chat with somebody. I'm not that person. It's above my pay grade. And
that's it. Like, it's above my pay grade. So yeah. It's like, yeah. I'm sorry.
And sometimes above my interest level at all.
Oh, for sure.
Just, yeah, I get the whole, you know, will you be my mummy? No.
Whoa, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I get that one on the regular, but I create a lot of mummy.com content. So, yeah, I get that one on the regular. So I'm pretty sure you've got, or it's at one point you had a mummy. I'm not it, darling. I'm not. There's plenty of audios in my archive. Go check it out. But remember, fantasy, not real. Not real. I don't know. I think what you've done there, it's brilliant. It's just, it's clear. Aww. It's concise. It's, yeah. And I would hope that anybody who does still sort of try and push that boundary would then respect, because let's be honest, the Reddit block is quite useless.
I actually got confused, because I got this like Reddit care resource notification about someone worried about my mental health.
And I got the same thing.
Yeah.
I got one.
I just posted an audio of like me fucking someone that I don't know, like I'm not. And I like had to message my friends and I was like, what is this? And they're like, oh yeah, that's like a thing that people are doing now to like be a troll. Oh, is it? And I was like, it's kind of nice though. Like, I don't know.
I messaged Reddit back and went, no, my shit's in a pile. I'm good. Don't wait. I said, I don't know who sent it to you. I wish you would disclose to me who raised this flag, but it's, and in there were, I don't know in yours, but in my one were all these resources for mental health support in Canada. Like,
oh my God, I didn't even look.
Like, check them out. Yeah. It might be a standard thing. I don't know, but they're all based in Canada and some in the UK. And we're like, okay. Second of all, I'm not anywhere near there.
They're trying.
Even if I needed it, I'm probably not going to make a call to Canada for help. not in that respect. Just like, yeah. I'm good. But I didn't realize, is that a thing? Is it that? I know it's a thing that they provide, but is it a thing that trolls do? Is it?
I think so. Well, like that's what I've heard from friends. It's happened to a couple other VAs.
Okay,
but it's just, I don't know, we should send a call out to who else has gotten something like that.
Yeah. If any of you are listening have had a Reddit care notification, feel free to post, or I don't know, I'm going to actually, on the Get In My Ears subreddit, I'm going to put up an anonymous Google form for people who
it'd
would
be
like
interesting
to suggest. Either, you know, creators they'd like to hear from or maybe, you know, get on there and just Reddit care resources. I'm reading someone's posting, it's like, what the hell is this Reddit care resources? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that it's out there and it exists for genuine support.
Yeah, exactly.
But interesting that someone can send it to someone else.
I think that's what... because they were like, oh, an anonymous person is worried about you. And I was like, that's scary. Like,
well,
who
yeah.
is this?
Yeah, I was unsettled by the actual factor that I got it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's like nobody in this space really knows me well enough to
have exactly.
personal concern for my welfare. Interesting. So moving forward, as a friend of mine likes to say, I was wondering what's on the schedule, or what's coming up for Wise in the audio space?
Well, definitely some collabs are coming out, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't know, I think I do want to try to kind of write something But yeah. I think I'm just like, I love all the scripts that are out there.
Yeah. We're so spoiled, right? We're so spoiled for content.
I know.
From our script writers. Mm.
Seriously, the script writers are just killing it. Mm. And so I think I just want to keep like that. I know I'm thinking of doing like a Ask Me Anything with Midnight.
Excellent.
Because we both like reached like a little milestone recently.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, that's well, I look forward to that. Where can people find you if they'd like to listen to your content? It's all on Reddit.
Yeah. So it's under the user Her Wise Fool. And then if you ever feel like you'd like to tip me, there's like a Buy Me Coffee link.
And excellent.
I'm always happy.
I just noticed you do commissions as well. So we could link to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now I'm just doing commissions by like, I want to like see your vibe as well as like hear your ideas. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah. Sort of at your discretion.
Yeah.
At the moment. Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Well, I'll put all that in the post when this goes out. There are a couple of places, a couple of subreddits, you know, rules and guidelines. I can't, but on the Get In My Ears subreddit will be all of Wise's contact and support information should you wish to delve into the world of Wise. And I'm really excited for the collabs that are coming out and to see, where you go with this. And oh my god, an AMA with you in Midnight. Get in my ears. That will need to happen.
Send us questions. I'm actually nervous that no one's gonna send me a question.
Oh no, I'm sure. Mm-mm.
Okay,
I think you're good. I think you're good. So where can people send you questions if this should go out within, is that on a timeline, where is there a time crunch on
I
that?
Think probably within the next week.
Okay,
but
all right,
I don't know.
Well, if it hasn't if this hasn't been posted prior to that closing, then check out Wise's profile. And if not, keep an eye on it for the results of that AMA, I guess.
It's going to be, we're going to have another friend of ours who's going to be interviewing us, and he's super hilarious. And I think you guys will really like him.
Excellent. That's great. I'm really pleased for you to see where you're going, and really grateful to have sort of come across you in the wild, because, you know, it's a pretty big ecosystem. Thank you, Fairy Princess Lucy, who that's her trademark. That's her thing. The Gone Wild ecosystem.
I love it.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, this it continues to fascinate me, and I feel quite privileged to be able to have a chat with people on a more personal basis as the creator, not necessarily the character that they may portray. So Wise, I'm really grateful. Thank you very much for joining me today. And
oh my gosh. I'm like, you have no idea. I'm like, so I'm sweating.
Oh no, it's just me. We're just gals with shiny mics. That's all. But really, thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.